Yes, hello, my name is Joel. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Marisol Ramirez, please?
This is she.
Okay, Marisol, you speak English, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, first of all, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024?
I don't know yet, because I'm undecided.
You're 50-50 then. Okay. What is your race?
My age, 67.
Okay, and your race is white, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian?
Hispanic.
Okay. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Central America, Dominican Republic?
Dominican Republic.
Oh, okay. What language do you primarily speak in your home?
Spanish and English.
Okay. Okay. What year were you born, Ms. Ramirez?
Excuse me?
What year were you born?
56.
Okay. I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100, okay? On a scale of 1 to 100, meaning 0 very cold and 100 very warm, and 50, 50 is like halfway. Do you know Ravi Bala, mayor of Hoboken and candidate for Congress?
No.
Okay. What about Stephen Fulop, mayor of Jersey City?
I've heard of him, yes.
Do you know him, who he is?
Sort of. I've heard of him.
Okay, and how are your feelings towards him on 0 to 100?
No, I really can't tell you, because I really don't know. I have heard.
No problem. And what about Bob Menendez, U.S. Senator and candidate for U.S. Senate?
Yes, what happened with Bob?
What about your opinion? How do you feel towards him on a 0 to 100?
I don't know. With all this, I will say I'm a 50.
Okay. And Joe Biden, President of the United States, 0 to 100?
I'm a 50.
Okay. And what about Phil Murphy, Governor of New Jersey?
I would say a 90.
Okay. What about Tammy Murphy, First Lady of New Jersey and candidate for U.S. Senate?
No, I haven't heard of her.
Okay. What about Rob Menendez, son, U.S. Congressman and candidate for Congress?
Is he the son
yes.
of the senator?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay, I would say 80.
Okay. And what about Andy Kim, South Jersey U.S. Congressman and candidate for U.S. Senate?
No, I don't know about her.
Okay. When you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
His father.
Okay. Would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress?
I approve.
Okay, is that somewhat or strongly approved?
Strongly approved.
Okay. And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Tammy Murphy and Patricia Campos Medina, Bob Menendez, and Andy Kim, for whom would you vote?
I don't know.
Now say the name one more time. Tammy Murphy, Patricia Campos Medina, Bob Mendez, and Andy Kim.
Yeah, I don't know about them. I don't know about them, so I really... And I'm not working, and I'm retired, and, you know, in retiree, you don't really get to know things. Like in my job, I used to talk with everybody, and we wouldn't know. You know, mm-hmm. We wouldn't know. But now, like, I really am in the dark.
Okay. Okay, so it's undecided.
Undecided, yes.
Okay. Well, if the Democratic Party election for U.S. Senate were held and you had to decide right now, would you lean towards voting for Tammy Murphy, Patricia Campos Medina, Bob Mendez, or Andy Kim?
Not decided.
Okay. And if the Democratic Party election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Kyle Jacy, and Ravi Bala, for whom would you vote?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean towards voting for Rob Menendez, Kyle Jacy, or Ravi Bala?
Maybe Rob Menendez, that I know more else.
Okay. And in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
If I heard what?
In the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
A lot.
Okay. How closely would you say you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Not too closely.
Okay. Please tell me whether you disagree or agree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. Do you disagree or agree with that statement? Let me see. Congressman Rob Menendez should be held accountable for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Okay. Is that strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Congressman Rob Menendez is only in Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat disagree?
Strongly.
Okay. There is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez did not know anything about his father, Senator Bob Menendez's shady and corrupt dealings. Agree or disagree?
I don't know.
Okay. Congressman Rob Menendez is his own person and should not be punished for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issues in any way. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or?
Strongly.
Okay.
Strongly.
Okay. Okay, now I am going to read you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez. And I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view. Even if neither one is exactly right. Here goes the first one.
I'm sorry, could you repeat?
Okay. Now I am going to read you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez. And I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. First, we do the critics. Critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme, in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the governments of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves. Supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he has done nothing wrong. They say that he appears nowhere in the Justice Department's charges against his father because he has absolutely nothing to do with the investigation or any of the crimes his father has been accused of committing. They say there have never been any accusations of wrongdoing of any kind against Congressman Menendez, and it would be unfair to make the son pay for the sins of the father. At the same time, they say it is unreasonable to ask a son to come out and publicly condemn his own father. Does the statement from critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or the statement from supporters of Rob Menendez come closer to your own view?
Yes.
Which one of the two? The critics or the supporters?
The supporter.
Okay. Much or somewhat closer?
Much.
Okay. Okay, now I'm going to read you some more statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez.
How long is it left?
We've got about 25% left. That's it. We're 75% through.
Okay.
Now I am going to read you some more statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right, okay?
Okay.
Critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, partly bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Mayors Ras Baraka, Brian Stack, and Chris Baldwin, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families, because of his record of accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists. Does the statement from critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or the statement from supporters of Rob Menendez come closer to your own view?
Supporters.
Okay, and that's much or somewhat closer?
Much closer.
Okay. Okay, now I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress. Okay? Hoboken Mayor Ravi Bala has a 15-year record of public service and has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Bala believes this moment requires change that is momentous. He believes that health care is a human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are human rights, and the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, not at all more likely.
I really don't know about that.
Okay. Rob Menendez's top priority is the delivering for his constituents, no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service, from complicated immigration requests to cutting red tape to put money in working people's pockets. He's fought to make our neighborhood safer and more livable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets our lives, the challenges we face every day, and why he's ready to meet this moment. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, or a little more likely, or not at all more likely.
Somewhat likely.
Okay. The first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey. From lowering the cost of prescription drugs from seniors, increasing tax credits for child care, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely?
A little bit more likely.
Okay. The only Hispanic in New Jersey's congressional delegation, Rob Menendez, is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrant communities across the country. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely?
Some more likely.
Okay. Rob Menendez knows how important our health care is. He's fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billing more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthen women's health care. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely?
Some more likely.
Okay. Rob Menendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda, who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the rising crime and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who support the January 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely?
I don't know about that.
Oh, okay. A member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he is fighting to stand up to the anti-choice extremes members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, not at all more likely.
Some more likely.
Okay. We're almost there, just a little bit more. After having some more information, let me ask you again if the Democratic Party election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Kyle Gacy, and Ravi Bala, for whom would you vote?
Democratic. Maybe Rob Menendez.
Okay. Okay, now I'm going to read a few more statements about Ravi Bala, candidate for Congress. Please tell me if each statement, if accurate, makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support Bala for Congress. Ravi Bala has failed and is incompetent as Mayor Hoboken, where taxes and spending have increased by nearly 20% on his watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his own office since his election. Bala takes credit for the work of others, even on a major environmental project started by a different mayor. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely?
I really don't know.
Okay. Ravi Bala is too close to the Republican Party. Bala heaped praise on Chris Christie and talked publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election over a Democrat. Bala's law firm represented New Jersey's Republicans when they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic. And Bala was even business partners with the Republican state chairman. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely?
I really don't know.
Okay. Ravi Bala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealings. Bala's law license was suspended by New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they call, quote, dishonest or deceitful conduct, end quote. In a separate incident, Bala used his position on the city council to renew a taxpayer-funded city contract with a lawyer with whom he shared office space. In yet another incident, Bala was accused of breaking, quote, the most important state pay-to-play reform law 3 years in a row. much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, not at all less likely?
I don't know about him.
Okay. In a district that is overwhelmingly Hispanic, Ravi Bala is running to unseat New Jersey's only Hispanic congressman after using behind-the-scenes schemes to remove a Latina from the state assembly. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely?
I don't know anything about him.
Okay. Ravi Bala is a hypocrite when it comes to criticizing the ethics of others. Bala had his law license revoked in New Jersey and New York, where he was disciplined for being, quote, dishonest and deceitful, end quote. He has twice been the subject of federal tax liens for tens of thousands of dollars in unpaid taxes. And he has been sued on multiple occasions for failing to pay his personal debts. And Bala twice tried to avoid pay-to-play laws by failing to file the late legally required disclosure forms. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely?
Don't know.
Okay, great. We're moving on. Okay, now after hearing that information, let me ask you one last time, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Rob Menendez, Kyle Jacy, and Ravi Bala, for whom would you vote?
To Rob Menendez.
Okay. Finally, I have just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
Conservative, okay. And do you currently own your own home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own my own home.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, college, some college, four-year college graduate, postgraduate?
Four-year college.
Okay. Are you a current or retired member of a labor union?
No.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my superior, can I just have your first name?
Marisol.
Perfect. Give me one moment here. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
No, not interested. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. This concludes our survey, and thank you so much for your participation.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Entonces, ahí en Approve Metro Surf, ahí pongo esa onda. And completed, ¿eh, va? El número de teléfono y el survey ID. Ajá. Número de teléfono, el UID, V2, toda esa mierda. Órale. Yeah. Okay, aquí qué pasó.